have a school leadership team that is comprised of the instructional facilitator, myself, as well as one team leader from each grade. Those teachers serve as coaches for their individual teams and support. So there's several layers of assistance that is offered through the peer coaching model that we use. The teachers are able to access their own team leaders, facilitators, or even me as a principal to get support, understanding, and clarification. I assign the leaders of an area or initiative based on their individual strength, because you have some people who are actually strong in the area that you're trying to implement. And I empower teacher leaders within the building to serve as support systems, lead teams, as well as train teachers. The classroom teacher who's actually in there who's serving as a teacher leader can go in and say, these are the actual components that need to be going on in this classroom. I have one teacher in particular who is a phenomenal instructor of differentiated instruction. She feels empowered because I'm finding that the teachers teach each other different things that are expected and serve as coaches to support each other. When you have that effect and you have coaches, you really have a solid team, because a first grade teacher who's strong in one area, you'll see a fifth grade teacher approaching them, asking them, how can I implement that in my classroom on my level? So you see a lot of crossover training in the building without expenditures outside the building, because what you do is you allow teachers to rise up in the areas that they're strong, and they become resident experts in areas, and you focus their training and you find opportunities for them to go out and bring that back into the school, and they become that area expert. That way you also don't even burn out the facilitator or the principal, because you have people who are strong in those areas that can spread out the leadership through the building. I really feel like the strongest leader of a building is the one who realizes that everybody is a leader in the building.